Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, as you know, tomorrow the team here is taking on the Irish Cancer Society's Marathon in a Month challenge. In just 3 hours, they are going to run a total of 42 kilometres to help raise funds for the cancer research and support services for people affected by cancer throughout Ireland. It's an amazing cause. One of those people is 29-year-old Rachel Ann McCarney. And Rachel Ann's, her life completely changed when she was diagnosed with breast cancer in just 2020, and she was just 27 years old. 2 years on, she is thriving, and we are delighted to have her on the show today to share her story and to remind us of the importance of initiatives like Marathon in a Month. Rachel Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm delighted.
It's great to have you. So firstly, Rachel Ann, can you take us back to August 2020 and just what you discovered?
Yeah, absolutely. So in August 2020, I discovered a lump. At the time, I thought it was nothing to worry about. I was really into health and fitness. I was lifting weights. I initially thought it was, you know, a muscle mass or something. And as the months went on, it did get bigger. And I was like, no, like I really need to get this checked. And it was actually Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October 2020 that gave me that push to book in at my CP.
Isn't that interesting that,
yeah,
you know, it was Breast Cancer Awareness Month and that gave you the push to just go and get it checked out, just showing you how important it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I actually would have got it checked only for the big push in the media at the time. There was a lot of people on Instagram talking about it, and it really gave me that push to go and get checked.
I mean, this all kind of happened in the pandemic. Was that a scary time for you? I mean, they were saying don't go to your GP unless it's urgent. It was hard to get appointments. How was all of that?
Yeah, it was a very, very strange time to go through something like that. So when I booked in with my GP, it was very evident that he could feel the lump as well. And he referred me to a local hospital and they said they'd see me within 6 to 8 weeks. And it was January and I still hadn't been seen. So it was at that stage that I knew myself. I was like, no, I need to go private, because at that stage the lump was kind of throbbing in my chest, but hospitals weren't doing breast check. And yeah, I got into the Beacon eventually, and then I was referred back to Beaumont. So yeah.
What is it like as a 27-year-old to be told you have cancer?
It really turns your life upside down for a moment. I don't think I believed it for a long time. It was very surreal. I remember having an out-of-body experience and I was just thinking, like, God, there's so many places I still want to see. There's so much that I still want to do. And it was a shock.
Do you go to a dark place? I mean, do you think the worst when you hear that news, first of all?
Yeah. The first thing I asked my surgeon, I was like, how long do I have? You automatically think the worst.
Yeah.
But I always had a gut feeling that I was going to be okay. And I think that got me through.
So what was the treatment plan for you?
So I had to have a single mastectomy, and I actually pushed to get the double because it just was the right decision for me. And in my head, I was like, I don't want to have to go through this ever again. So I had a double mastectomy. I had axillary clearance, which is lymph nodes taken out on the left side. And then I had fertility treatment and 22 weeks of chemotherapy and radiation.
Holy God. Oh my
yeah.
days. That is full on. What's it like going through chemo?
Very difficult. It was a lot more challenging than I expected. Yeah. The first drug was really, really hard. The first drug I was on was called AC, and it was really tough. And they warned me about it, but in my head I was like, no, like, it'll be fine. But it was really difficult.
Yeah, you
the second drug was okay.
You described it as one of the darkest times in your life. Why? What is it about it? Is it draining mentally? Can you describe it for us?
The worst part for me was physically. I've never felt so exhausted or so sick. Like, I was getting sick every day for about 9 weeks. It was really, really, really challenging. I remember one day in particular, I didn't even have the energy to plug my phone into the charger beside the bed. Like, and for someone who was so young and fit and healthy, that was
scary.
Really, really challenging. Yeah. It's like you don't feel sick when you're diagnosed, and then they give you all this treatment. Obviously, it's killing the cancer, but it's making you very sick as well. So that was really difficult. And it was actually this time last year, it was probably one of the darkest months I've ever lived. And just to see how far I've come in a year, like, it's incredible.
What got you through it? What kept you sane through that period of your life?
amazing family, friends, and then I stumbled across the Marathon in the Month on Instagram, and it was a really nice way for me to be able to tell my story. I was exhausted from treatment, but I was also exhausted from telling the same story over again and watching people's faces, and it was really, really draining. So I thought the Marathon in the Month was a challenge I could take on. I could write about my cancer experience and share it with people I knew. That way I wouldn't have to be having the same conversation yeah. again and again. And I wanted to flip the narrative to create something positive from the experience. And I also really wanted to give back. I was sitting in that oncology ward and I knew that I was so, so lucky, and that, you know, there were other people there who weren't so lucky. So mm-hmm. it was a really nice way for me to be able to give back. So my really difficult treatment ended kind of mid to end July. So I was like, oh, look, this will get me through July. And it really kept me focused and it got me out of bed on days that I didn't want to, you know.
So how are you now? What's the prognosis now?
I'm great. I'm doing really, really well. I've never been as happy. I'm just back to full health. Delighted, yeah. And I'm taking a career break next year to go travelling. So I'm really, really excited.
Yeah. Is it true you bought a one-way ticket to Mexico?
Yeah.
Stop! Okay, so yeah. This, obviously, you said there earlier when you were sick, you were thinking, oh, there's so many places I want to see. So yeah. Mexico, obviously, on the list there.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to do Central and South America. So I'm going to start in Mexico and work my way down. And yeah, see where the road takes me.
So tell people, you said this Marathon in a Month helped you on your recovery journey. But can you just explain to people why and how it's so important?
The Marathon in a Month?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a really good way to be able to give back, and, you know, it gets people out, gets people together. It really, really helps me through a very difficult time, and just, you know, where the donations go is amazing. You know, €25 can help provide support and information in a Daffodil Centre, €50 can help provide vital clinical equipment for a night nurse. You know, there's just, the funds are so, so important, and especially post-pandemic as well.
And it's one of those things, we all know someone who's been affected by cancer, unfortunately.
And you never think it's going to happen.
No.
You or a family member. So, you know, it's something that touches everyone's heart, I think. So it's really important. And it's an achievable, you know, the Marathon in the Month is a really achievable goal. And it's a lovely time of the year to do it as well.
Absolutely. Well, listen, best of luck on your travels. It's great to hear that you're getting to see Mexico and do all of Central America and all of that. Just amazing. Keep in touch, will you, and let us know how you get on.
I will, absolutely. Lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rachel Ann. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
That's Rachel Ann there. Just amazing. But just to go through that, I just can't imagine it. Anyway. If you would like to support, if you would like to do something, like I said there, everyone has been touched and knows someone who's been affected by cancer. The Irish Cancer Society's Marathon in a Month. The marathon everyone and anyone can complete. It is back for 2022. The challenge is proudly supported by Aldi. And all you have to do, if you want to help out, if you want to do something good, it's a fun thing to do as well for you, just go and visit cancer.ie for more details.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.